How are you?
Hello, I'm good.
Welcome back to the show. Explain to my listeners what Project Prevention is all about.
We offer $300 to women who are abusing drugs or alcohol to use long-term or permanent birth control so that they don't get pregnant while they're using drugs and alcohol.
So is there any mandatory rehab involved? Is there any sort of legal side to this, or is this a private charitable enterprise you're running?
Right. We're not a private nonprofit organization. We receive all of our funds from just private citizens and foundations. We do offer every woman that contacts us referrals to drug treatment programs, but I think out of 2,400 women, we've only had maybe five that have requested that. No, the only requirements we have is that you're currently using drugs and alcohol or have a history of using drugs and alcohol, and if you do, you qualify.
Do you ever have things where a prosecutor's office like Bob McCullough's office here in St. Louis would have a situation where they've got a woman like this who apparently is addicted to meth and apparently doesn't understand what contraception is all about, and so his office contacts you and gets you in touch with a woman like this? Does it ever start that way from the law enforcement side?
We have actually heard from several courts across the country, drug courts, who have requested our information to pass out to the women that come through there. So that's a positive thing, because it really doesn't matter what the judge does at this point, because it's too late. You know, we're about trying to get these women on long-term birth control or even sterilized so that they don't get to this point where people have to figure out what they can do and what they're allowed to do to them.
I told you this every time we've been on. Every time you say that word "sterilize," the hair on the back of my neck goes up. It just sounds so horrible.
Well, it does sound horrible, but I don't think it sounds any more horrible than the story that you just told us about. And I see those stories every day. We've paid 2,400 women, and they have numerous children in foster care, obviously, because most of their children are in foster care. But 503 of their children died, just like this child. And that makes the hair on my back of my neck stand up. I mean, it just depends on where your heart lies, and mine is with the children. I mean, they're innocent. They didn't ask to do drugs. These women made a conscious choice to use drugs, but their babies don't have a choice.
When you talk about long-term and permanent birth control, let's stay away from the sterilization for just a second here. Norplant is no longer available, right?
It is. It just came back on the market. It's Implanon. It's called Implanon now. Implanon.
Uh-huh.
We're happy to have that back because that gives us one more type of birth control.
I explain what the different kinds of long-term and permanent birth control are that a woman could get.
Well, the permanent birth control is sterilization, but you want me to stay away from that, so we'll talk about long-term. It's an IUD, which lasts for 5 years. It's the Implanon device that lasts 2 to 5 years. And many of the women that are in our program use Depo-Provera injections, which you have to get every 3 months. So every 3 months they have to go and get an injection, send us back a form from a doctor or clinic showing us that they did receive the injection, and then we send them $75. They get paid $75 every 3 months.
So it's a $300 over the course of a year.
Right.
So a doctor is always involved in this. This is not something that a woman can just go to the local Walgreens and get for herself, right?
We don't pay for birth control pills. We only pay for long-term types of birth control. And the doctor does have to verify that they got the birth control before we pay them.
When you deal with these 2,400 women that you've helped over the last few years, how many of them are cases exactly like Mackenzie Grunewald?
Almost every one of them. We have very few women that have only had one or two babies. The majority of the women that we deal with have had numerous babies. One woman I met had 18 children that were in the foster care system, because typically these women are doing drugs for long periods of time, and they just continue to have babies every year. Some cases they have them twice yearly because they're born prematurely.
What is it that keeps them from using condoms or birth control pills or other normal forms, easy to acquire forms of birth control? Is it the drugs?
I've had the opportunity to talk to hundreds of these women, and they say, the way they explain it is they're not even thinking about it. They're just doing their thing. They're focused on where they're going to get high, how they're going to get high, who they're going to prostitute with to get high, who they're going to rob or steal from to get high, and they're not even thinking about that. Many of these women don't even know that they're pregnant until they go into labor in a crack house and deliver a baby. And I've heard horror stories about that, where the women have had babies and stuck them in a box and just sit them in the side of the room. I mean, I've heard stories that make the one you said sound mild.
Yeah. Are some of these, they must be, having sex for drugs?
Oh, yeah. I've heard women tell me they prostitute for $5 all day long.
When you get to these women and offer them this money, how often do you hear back that they decided that, you know, to heck with you, I took my $300 and I'm not going to do anything, or I'm going to end up back on the junk and with a kid in my belly again?
Yeah, we actually have had many women who contacted us while they were in drug treatment programs and had different types of birth control, and they send in their paperwork, and before we can even get their check back to them, they've already relapsed, and they're back out in the street using drugs. And this is when I'm very happy that they chose some type of long-term birth control, because obviously if they chose a Depo-Provera injection, they're only covered for 3 months. So that's when I smile, when I look it up and see that they got what you don't like, which was a tubal ligation, because I know if they're back out in the street using drugs for another 5-10 years, at least they won't get pregnant again. I mean, that's the way I look at it.
I have no problem with a woman choosing this as her option, getting her tubes tied. I have no problem with that. My problem with it would be if it were court-ordered. How many of these women are coming to you because they have been ordered by a court to get help and to get long-term or permanent birth control?
I've read a few cases where a judge has actually ordered women to be sterilized. That wasn't with us, so that was just courageous attorney, courageous judges, and my hat's off to them, because you know they had to take an awful lot of heat to do that. But I'm sure these judges, just like social workers and everybody else, get sick and tired of seeing these women keep coming back through the system, having baby number 5, baby number 6, baby number 7. I mean, people that don't deal with that on a daily basis don't understand how frustrating it is. So these judges get to the point where they're just fed up too, and they'll do something like order a woman to be sterilized. And it's actually been followed through on a couple of times.
But the majority of these 2,400 women that you've helped have not come to you because a judge said
no, if a court hands them our paperwork, it's just because they were referred to us. And at that point, they take our paperwork and go to the doctor, and they decide with the doctor what type of birth control is best for them. Nobody tells them what type of birth control they have to get. We usually don't even know what they've decided on until their paperwork arrives back with us.
Barbara, do you have any idea, since you started putting up the billboards about a year and a half ago here in St. Louis, how effective you've been in our state?
I might have been had I researched that before I got on the phone with you.
Well, that's okay.
I can't pull it up from where I am, but we've paid many women there, but not enough. I was just thinking about that when I read the article earlier, that we need to do something again, put up billboards or something else, because all the social workers out there don't know about us. The judge that you spoke of doesn't know about us, because if she did, she could order these women to contact us, or at least give them our card, and they might contact us. And, you know, $300 is enticing to a drug addict. Yes, they may decide to use our money for drugs, but that's their choice. And like I said, the babies don't have a choice.
So the basic idea behind Project Prevention is, look, if you're going to use drugs, that's your decision, but at least stop getting pregnant.
Right. And a lot of people think that sounds heartless, but out of the 2,400 women we've paid, they had 2,719 abortions. A lot of these women have abortions for birth control, so we're preventing abortions. We're preventing child abuse is what I call it, and we're preventing the foster care system from getting further overcrowded with so many kids that they just don't even know what to do with them. I mean, it's all about prevention. You can stand back and watch something happen and complain about it, or you can do something to prevent it, and that's what we're doing.
Well, that's why I thought of you, because I've had you on so often here. I thought of you when I heard this Mackenzie Grunewald story, and I hope that in publicizing it again here on KMOX, that maybe somebody connected with the Grunewalds will get the word to Mackenzie about your organization. It's projectprevention.org. Anybody in the world can go and find out information about this. It's a wonderful charitable organization if you want to help donate some of this money. I got an email that just came in from a woman by the name of Debbie who says, where does Barbara get the money? Where's the $300 for each of these 2,400 women coming from?
We get money from private. We actually, one of our largest donors is actually from Missouri. It's just private foundations, private citizens, just regular individuals across the country that hear about it and they think it's the most common sense approach to a problem they've ever heard. We just get checks for $5, $200, $5,000. I mean, people just send money. We don't get any government or state money, and we've managed to do what we're doing without having any problems. So I'm very grateful for the people that do support us.
Good for you, Barbara. I'm proud to know you. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Barbara Harris, the woman behind Project Prevention. Look on her website and you'll get plenty more information about it.